Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Liberty Report. With me today is Daniel McAdams, our co-host. Daniel, good to see you.
Good morning, Dr. Paul.
Daniel, we're going to do something different today. Yeah. We're going to do a program that we have never done before, and that is it's going to be a continuation of the interview we did with Ed Snowden just recently. And the interesting part is that this was not planned, and so it'll be a little bit different, but we enjoyed a conversation after the program was over, and we think we got some interesting ideas and interesting conversation from Edward.
It was really interesting because, you know, the cameras were rolling. We'd finished the show, and Edward said, hey, Dr. Paul, I've got a question for you, if you don't mind. And go ahead and keep the cameras rolling if you want. And we were surprised. We didn't know what to expect. And it actually turned into a nice, relaxed, comfortable exchange.
Yeah, and I enjoyed it, too. And that gives you an idea about, you know, how you can vary your interviews a little bit. And the more relaxed we are and the guest is, the better it is. But I enjoyed it, and I hope the viewing audience will too, and I'm sure they will if they will take a look at not only this program, but even the original Edward Snowden program.
Yeah, that we did earlier in the week. I do want to say one thing, actually, if you don't mind. And this is good news. We didn't do it earlier, but we have passed 100,000 subscribers to the Ron Paul Liberty Report. And I'm sure the excitement over having Edward Snowden on the show helped. But our audience is pushing us up, so please keep getting your friends to subscribe and keep watching the show.
Right, and that helps us get new people to come and be and appear on our program. But I do want to thank everybody for tuning in today. And please stand by because we will now show you this very special extra interview with Edward Snowden.
There's actually one last thing, excuse me.
Okay.
I was thinking maybe just to see if you guys want to cut it in the interview. If it doesn't work, you don't have to. But I was thinking I could ask you a question, Dr. Paul, that's again just about the intelligence stuff. I think it would be interesting for people. I'm not sure I've ever heard it from your perspective. But if you guys are still rolling, if you're capturing this footage, I can just go right into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and what would the question be? See if I know the answer.
Okay. We're rolling, Sir Khan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so Dr. Paul, you know, one question actually that I have for you is in the intelligence community, at the working level, not the policy level, everybody is taught sort of a single axiom. All the work that they do is designed to inform policymakers, right? Our legislature, our executive branch, our legislative branch, to understand what the facts are so they can make the best decision. They call it sort of providing an informational advantage or a decisional advantage. And you were in Congress for an extraordinary amount of time. You have experience that many people don't have. And the one question that I've always wondered is, in all of your time in Congress, how many times would you say the intelligence community actually provided some reports that they briefed to you, right? Not specifically what they said, whether it's in closed session or open session or whatever, but they came to you. And the material, the information was so material, so impactful, so vital and necessary and valuable that they had been breaking all these laws to get it, that it actually changed your vote. Can you recall a time like that?
Well,
was it regular? Did it happen frequently?
First thing is they never came to me because they probably figured I had my mind made up on the issue. But they would invite us to come to them on special events leading up to the Iraq War. They had a lot of briefings, and these were special people, knew everything. And I went to one briefing one time in my whole career, and I said, this is nothing more than propaganda. And I can read what they're talking about in the paper if I want. And so I thought it was wrong. Now, a good example of this is Walter Jones, who was converted from being pro-war, Iraq War, who finally figured out, that they were lying to him. And then he became absolutely one of the best anti-war people now, demanding to know the truth. But once he realized they were lying us into war, he had it with them. So no, they don't come. They never came to me. It's one of these things that they only come to a group when they want to try to pass out their propaganda. And of course, that didn't sell well with me.
That is one of the suspicions that people would, I think, get when they look at the sort of open hearings in Congress, where they never seem to be revealing anything new. And they seem to have a clear agenda. But they're not actually informing Congress so much as attempting to influence Congress.
Absolutely true. That is what they're doing. They're not interested in the information. That's why I don't think that the activity that I was involved in, I recognized the limitations, and I was sort of like you. I wasn't going to change the world by being in Congress, but I knew there was an audience someplace, and I was always, if I gave a speech on the floor, the members weren't there. They weren't listening. They didn't care. My audience was elsewhere, because I believe you have to change people's attitude, and that's why your work has been so important, because people said, could this be true? And you have credibility. You've been there, and you have risked a lot in order to get this information out. And this is what the country and the world needs, are the truth tellers. You know, there's a famous saying that I've used a lot of time, you know, truth is treason in an empire of lies. And we live in an empire of lies, and that is why we need more truth tellers, just as you are.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Very good. I'm glad you. I'm glad you brought on an extra little tidbit there. That was nice. I want to thank the listeners for tuning in today to the Liberty Report. I hope you found this program interesting. And I also want to remind you, if you have not seen part one of the Ed Snowden interview, that can be found easily on this webpage. I want to thank you for tuning in today, but please come back to the Liberty Report soon.